Friday Night's Losers on the OTS Sports Network is powered by Hospitality Heating and Air. The most comfortable call you can make. 803-980-4677.
The most comfortable call you can make. Hospitality Heating and Air.
This is Gene Lucas with Hospitality Heating and Air. Been waiting to replace your aging heating and air conditioning system? Get an American Standard system and 10-year parts and labor warranty, complete with a 10-year service contract. 980-4677.
The most comfortable call you can make. Hospitality Heating and Air.
Hey, football fans, I'm Gene Knight, and each week I'll pick the losers in high school games on the OTS Sports Network, as well as select games from across the state of South Carolina. I'm assisted by my loser picking machine, J5V. Hey, J5V, we've got another weekend of champions in Football City, USA, as Northwestern takes on Rock Hill, and between those two schools, you got 10 state titles, and then on Saturday night, Gaffney tangles with South Point in District 3, and between those two teams, you got 25 state titles. So this weekend, we will have teams with 35 state titles between them. That's a lot of hardware. You know, I won a trophy for the National Skeptics Society once. I couldn't believe it.
Oh, I doubt that, Gino.
Okay, let's start picking some Friday Night's Losers.
Goose Creek versus South Florence.
In Jason Winstead's second year at Goose Creek, he blistered South Florence 48-27 and won his first region title. History does repeat itself, and the Duck Ditch Lizards get the Dixie Bars in a death roll. Friday, Knight's loser, the South Florence Bruins in a close one.
Newberry versus Union County.
Newberry has lost two in a row to Union County. You know what they say, third time is the charm. The Blue Dogs take their big paws and swat the Onion Bugs. Friday, Knight's loser, the Union County Yellow Jackets.
Chapman versus Woodruff.
These two schools are 27 miles apart, but when they meet, the fans get their money's worth in high-scoring games. This year shouldn't be any different. The Inman Pumas put the bite on the Varnoville Wolves. Friday, Knight's loser, the Woodruff High Wolverines.
AC Flora versus Greenwood.
The Greenwood Eagles haven't beaten the AC Flora Falcons since 1965. So the feathers will be flying in the capital city, and the Emerald City Raptors claw out a close win on the road over the Flowery Redbirds. Friday, Knight's loser, the AC Flora Falcons.
Conway versus Hartsville.
Jeff Calabrese's Super Foxes will invade the Conway Tigers' den for a great regional matchup. The Green Felines can't swim, and the Red Forest Dogs drowned them in the Waccamaw River. Friday, Knight's loser, the Conway High Tigers.
Whitmire versus Ware Shoals.
This week's pillow fight features two teams who've averaged three wins a year for the past 10 years. The Fanged Weasels from the Ennery River gassed the Purple Mud Wasp from the Saluda River Sandbar. Friday, Knight's loser, down by the river, the Ware Shoals Purple Hornets.
Chester versus Lancaster.
These two teams have met a total of 56 times, with Lancaster leading the series by 7 games, 31-24. And it's been 7 years since the Bruins have tasted from the Victory Cup. Make it 8. Victor Floyd's Big Red Storm blows the teddy bears all the way back to the Red Rose because the Twisters rule Storm Central USA. Friday, Knight's loser, the Lancaster Bruins.
Nation Ford versus Indian Land.
Over the past few years, this has turned into a great regional rivalry. The Warriors got their first win ever last year. Sometimes history repeats itself. The Panhandle Redskins scalped the Blackbirds in their North Fort Mill nest. Friday, Knight's loser, the Nation Ford Falcons in a close one.
Fort Mill versus Catawba Ridge.
Catawba Ridge is a different team than last year, and so is Fort Mill. The Doby Ridge Vipers sink their fangs into the Milltown Stingers, but this game is a lot closer than many people thought it would be. Friday, Knight's loser, the Fort Mill High Yellow Jackets.
Northwestern versus Rock Hill.
Instead of the finale of the season, the original rivalry kicks off the season in Football City, USA. The Diamond-Headed Cats can't get any traction on defense or offense as the Purple and Gold Warriors give them no quarter. Friday, night's loser, the Rock Hill High Bearcats.
South Point versus Gaffney.
These two teams never met in a regular season game, but they have 25 state titles between them. And ironically, both are defending state champs in their respective classifications. The Broad River Braves open the gates of D3 and run the Red Horses all the way back to their corral on the south side of Football City, USA. Saturday, night's loser, the South Point Stallions. That's all the time we have this week. Thanks for listening. Remember, whether you're a winner or a loser, always be a good sport wherever you are and take some time to support high school football in your area. And listen to the OTS Sports Network for its award-winning coverage. But always, be true to your school. Hey, J5V, that's a wrap for week zero.
All right, saddle up, Gino. We got a long season ahead.
Push it back, push it back.
Friday we'll be jacked up on the football game and I'll be ready to